feast of Our Lady of Fatima, May 13, the anniversary of the first apparition of Our Lady of Fatima. And it seems like, well, of course, all our life, we have known about Our Lady of Fatima, the apparitions, all of our Catholic life. We're practicing our faith. In fact, I know in my conversion, Fatima was very instrumental in really forming me and my faith. There were other things that brought about my conversion, but then when I soon after read the story of Our Lady of Fatima, and it was very powerful to me. I remember reading a small little book on the whole story that's still distributed in a mass distribution around the United States, I think. And I remember wanting to distribute myself to different friends, and because it was such a powerful message. It really teaches us how to be devoted to Our Lady, to pray the Rosary, to be devoted to the Holy Eucharist, to understand the meaning and purpose of suffering and offering sacrifices up to God, and living a holy life as the three children did after they had these apparitions to Our Lady. And so it was a powerful formation for me, and I think to the world. It's a way of forming us in the faith, and there's so many different teachings in the message of Fatima that really form us, and that's one of the things that our Day with Mary is doing, as we have a Day with Mary at least once a month, usually in the first Saturday, to teach the message of Our Lady of Fatima, and praying the Rosary and making reparation and sacrifices to God, for reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, but also in reparation for offenses committed against God. As Our Lady had said, Our Lord is already too much offended, and that was back in 1917. How much more offended is He today, where the world is visibly worse, and how God must be much more offended, and so how much more reparation we have to do. And Our Lady is given the mission to tell the world that God wants to save souls from hell, save souls by having them to be devoted to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So many of us are promoting devotion to Our Lady through consecration to her, through the images of Our Lady of Fatima, through the May crownings, through pilgrim virgin statues being brought around throughout the world, stirring people to pray the Holy Rosary, to love Our Lady, and that love for Our Lady being shown in making sacrifices and being faithful to our Catholic faith, staying away from sin and living a holy devotion to Our Lady, not just this sentimental devotion to her, but a real change of life, a real effort to sanctify ourselves and to root out sin, to staying away from sin, and that real effort to stay away from sin, to hate sin, and to fight sin, to fight the evils of our day in a real strong effort. And we see the need for mortification, stopping ourselves from doing bad things or going near things that lead us to temptations that are difficult to overcome. And so this is true devotion to Our Lady, to living a holy life away from sin. And the message of Fatima really stirs us to do that, to strive to live a holy life. And the main message of spreading devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary is so important in this day, because our Lord has told Our Lady to tell us that He's going to save the world through devotion to her Immaculate Heart. And so all those means of devotion that we are propagating, that we need to do strongly, spreading devotion to Our Lady and consecration and in the Holy Rosary. You can't get around it, you know. We could, you know, it's not something that gets old and stale, but the Holy Rosary is something we have to promote and be devoted to on a daily basis, that this is our ticket to heaven, our ticket to sanctification is the Holy Rosary, our ticket to growing closer to Our Lady and living a holy life. We must be devoted to the Rosary. Our Lady said this to the children of Fatima, every single apparition, pray the Rosary daily, pray the Rosary daily. And how many Catholics do you ask, even devout Catholics, do you pray the Rosary daily? Well, sometimes. But, you know, this is a, you know, if we don't pray the Rosary daily, we're going to sink, we're going to wane, we're not going to grow. And so we need to be devoted to the Rosary. And even, you know, thinking of praying more than one rosary. If we pray more than one rosary a day, then we're at least going to pray at least one rosary a day if we, you know, have other things that interrupt it. So that the rosary forms us, changes us, teaches us how to pray, teaches us how to pray deeply, pray significantly, pray, you know, earnestly, and to ask for so many graces that we need for ourselves and for this world. Our Lady said at Fatima, many souls go to hell because they don't have anyone to pray for them. And so we can pray the Rosary and not always, you know, have a specific intentions in mind, but we pray that Rosary for Our Lady's intentions, and then she will save souls from hell, and save souls, and in the process sanctify us, make us better and better, more and more holy, more and more formed into Our Lady. We need to continually form ourselves. We can, you know, continue to make mistakes no matter where we have arrived in the growth in holiness. We can fall back. We can always fall back and fall back into sin and turn away from God. So it's only if we're faithful, persevering, always praying the Rosary that we will stay there, we will grow. We will grow in love for God and good example advance higher and higher in the ways of God. So this Feast of Our Lady of Fatima really helps us, is a great help and stir and inspiration for us to embark each day in a new way to a life of holiness, hand in hand with Our Lady, with her guiding us and leading us closer to God.
Miserere,